The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You've gotta wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
The Gentle Silverwing Show for the 11th of October 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, Malone, my girl, the Burning of Malone, the Tailor of Armors, the Seeker of Shards, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite to come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, get our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful?
Oh, yeah. I've been trying out the Dungeon Finder, and it was great.
Ooh.
I got...
I've seen it. I have not tried it.
Well, I got a hot... My first one I did was the night it came out, and I got a really hot group, and I went to what they call... I think the abbreviation is T-O-R-Z, which is... Let me find Tours? It here. Temple of Rayozek.
Ah.
Okay. And we were... It was a hot group. I mean, we just sliced through everything. And... my BP dropped, so I'm all in Rygor armor now.
Oh, wonderful.
That was great. Oh, and then I got an upgrade to my waist, too, and it was just great. It was perfect. And then the next time I tried it, I got a group to Shard of Love, and it wasn't a bad group. I mean, yeah, we just went through everything.
People still go to the Shard of Love?
Oh, yeah, that's on the list.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I had another group, and it was something up in Drundle. Forest of Drundle. I can't remember which one it was. I think maybe it was the Spire of Rage. And it was not a balanced group. There was no tanks. There was no healers. Ooh. Me and another ranger and a couple finger wigglers. And, there's a button that shows up on the group that the leader of the group can hit to recruit more. Uh-huh. And everybody was turning it down. And so we just said, well, this is not going to work. So, and then... let's see, I tried it again, got a group to the hole, that was fine, and then I did it again, and where was the other one I went to? God, it was another one in the hole I had not done, I guess, because I got a achievement for killing the boss mob. Let me see if I can find it here on
the list.
You
mean there was actually a dungeon you haven't been to yet?
Well, there's lots. I haven't done anything up in the Vigilant at all. Let's see. Oh, where in the heck is the whole thing?
I don't know.
I know. Oh, Spirit Residence in the hole. And apparently I had not done the boss mob in there after the achievements came through. So I got an achievement for killing him. I've talked to a lot of different people. A lot of them don't know it's working. I keep getting people going, is the Dungeon Finder working? Yeah, it's working.
Yes.
I'm in the... level 80 to, well, 90 channel. And there's still people looking for groups and stuff in there. And a lot of them have tried it, and then they quit using it. Because I guess they're getting too many unbalanced groups. There's no tanks, no healers.
Oh, so it doesn't balance it out for you?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
But I think it's excellent. I've had excellent, it's a mixed bag. I mean, you can try it and see what happens. If there isn't enough to do the group, you know, you can always drop out, or the leader can always hit recruit more.
Well, you know,
until you get a good group enough to go.
That's pretty much how the battle realm, the battlegrounds works. You just sign up and you just get pulled into a random group, and sometimes you get a great, well-rounded group, and other times, well, ground chuck.
Well, some of the comments in the channel is that, you know, they've waited, they went from level 48 to 51 through it,
mm-hmm.
In less than 2 hours of the dungeons themselves. However, they had to wait 40 minutes plus for a random group. See, I've never picked I want to go to this dungeon type thing. I just said, well, put me anywhere.
Ah, I see.
Let's see. Yeah, it's like I said, it's a mixed bag. A lot of people are having the same sort of things. They're not getting a tank. It works if you want to run level 90 zones. He says, see the weird script, which is weird. It's scripted to include one tank and one healer mandatory. Really? Maybe that should be bugged.
Well, maybe it is bugged.
No, I'm just reading, you know, what's in channel. Maybe eventually it will work cross servers, and that'll give us a bigger mix of people to pull from.
That would rock.
But I think right now, you know, like I said, it's a mixed bag. I've had some excellent results. I mean, I've gotten groups as less than, you know, in less than a minute, or I've had to wait up to almost an hour. It just depends who's out there looking and who's using it. I think if more people used it, that would be more groups to get into.
Well, of course.
But I like it. I really do. I mean, the first one I was in was like, it was made for me. You know?
Excellent.
Especially when I walk out with
the breastplate.
BP. Yeah. It's like, yes.
Nothing
so
wrong
cool.
with that.
But yeah, if you have not tried the Dungeon Finder, I would say give it a shot. There's another thing I want to point out. If you're not familiar with some of these dungeons, let the group know the minute you hit, to let them know that, hey, I've never been here before, so if there's anything I need to know, tell me. Because a lot of groups I've been into, it's been like, well, they assume that everybody's been there before, and they start plowing through stuff. And yeah. It's like, hey, you know, you might want to explain some of this stuff to some people. They've never been in here before. Especially that one, the spirit residence in the hole. Nobody had done the last fight before, except me, and, you know, in the tank. So we had to explain to people about, at a certain percentage, the mob takes over your body. You kind of die. You become a ghost, and the group has to fight an incarnation of you. And while you're a ghost, you have to go over and kill these books that come off the shelf to keep them from coming to the mob to make them in really powerful. But it's little things like that, you know, you need to make the group aware of, that you've never been in there before and you don't know what's going to happen, so they don't just automatically plow through stuff on you.
Right.
So, you know, it's a great way to see different places you've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
But be wary of the groups that think that, you know, they're gonna burn through it real fast on you if you've never been there.
All right, so Oakland gives it a thumb up.
A thumbs up, yes, and I think it's going to be a useful tool if people start using it more.
Excellent.
So there's my report on that.
Excellent. All right. Later on in the show, we will be playing Kiting Elquin. 10 questions. However many she gets right, you send me a tell. Like if she gets 5 questions correct, the 5th person to send me a tell will get a prize. So keep tuned in for that. Tonight, we have with us a special guest. Let me see what I have here for notes. Game Designer Level 2. So I guess he dinged to Level 2. Kathiel!
Yay!
Hey, Kathiel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And tonight we're going to be talking all about Frostfell, what it means to you.
Oh, Lyra will love that.
So
but
it's,
then again, she's not a Frostfell.
I'm sorry, that Smedley has officially declared that Lyra is a Frostfell elf, so
oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, she is a Frostfell. Sorry.
Matter of fact, I think it's time we played that. I'm sorry, Lyra.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a book in on the Antonio Bell server that declares that she is a Frostfell elf.
And why, yes.
And why, and now John Smedley has made it official.
So, sorry, Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf. Okay, anyway, no, tonight we are going to be talking about Knights of the Dead. We tried getting Sony to send someone to us last year for Night of the Dead, but it just didn't work out. Everyone was too busy and a lot of changes going on in the company and whatnot. But we got you this year, and we're not letting you go.
Yeah, you snagged me this time, which is good.
Ha ha! That's all we got. No,
and
we'll
we're
take
done.
The handcuffs off later, okay?
We've got him shackled to the radiator, and we're gonna beat him with a bass pipe, just like Rick James. Just kidding.
That's crazy. Who would ever do that? I remember doing that.
Rick James, apparently. Okay, well, we do have questions that have been submitted by our audience, but Elquin has some questions that we want to get through. So,
excellent.
Elquin, go for it.
Oh, I get the first ones. I got to find my thing.
While you're organizing that.
No, I'm there.
Oh, you're ready. Okay, go ahead.
Fine, you sure?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, one of the things I've noticed that on some of the spoilers and stuff is that there's a giant candy corn.
Yes.
Now, what was the inspiration for having a giant candy corn?
Actually, I looked at a lot of the requests that other players were either posting or submitting, and actually around Frostfell, there was a definite lean towards candy houses, gingerbread, and that kind of stuff. And so I thought, well, why can't we do that for Knights of the Dead as well, and mix it up a little bit? So Knights of the Dead, you've got some candy corn themed items.
Yes, but this candy corn is as big as a house.
Only if you make it that way.
Look at the size of it! If you want a sneak peek at this candy corn, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, eq2.eqtraders.com to the EQ Traders website run by Den Mother, our good friend. She has pictures and previews of all the stuff.
And it's huge!
It's friggin' huge!
You know, somebody's got to do something with that. I mean, put flames out of it.
I don't
mountain
even
of candy corn.
I don't even question anymore of like, okay, how will players use this object? I always just go, you know what? Give it to them, because they will, and you'll be amazed as to how they do it. Yep.
Well, let me get to my normal questions. How far in advance are the holiday events planned, like Night of the Dead? When did you guys start planning this year's Night of the Dead?
Most of the time, it's about 6 months beforehand. Sometimes it creeps in a little bit closer to the date, but the majority of the time is 6 months out.
Hmm. So, I know you probably don't have this written down, but just off the top of your head, you know, how many man hours go into planning and testing these events on average? Not just Night of the Dead, but
you
do all the holiday events, don't you?
Correct. Okay. Well, I should say the majority.
Majority.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wow, you know what? Incalculable. I can't say that. If I really kept track of myself the entire time, I certainly could. But looking back, a good probably month, maybe two, of added up time. And that's while I'm doing other events, I have to activate a previous one on test and then work on those bugs while still working forward on the next couple. So there, it's never that you're cleanly done with one and then start another one.
So you're kind of overlapping them as you're working, too.
Very much, yeah. Wow. And in between, also, the regular content, if I'm involved with that. Such right now, I'm involved with the Freeport project going on, and previously the Overlands for Velius.
So. Ooh. Yeah. Are you able to talk about the Freeport fixing up? A little later on, maybe?
I can say just a few little things, like, it's looking good, but...
That's good.
All right.
Yeah, no. It's moving right along.
Excellent.
Now, have you ever gotten them mixed up and tried to put one type of holiday item into another? Because you do have them overlapped like that. And...
Yeah, it has caused some confusion, mostly on the testing side, though. Whether it be my own testing or not, that's usually where the confusion comes in of, why isn't this working? Oh, right, I should activate the event first. You know. Yeah.
So, what is your favorite part when you release a holiday event?
Oh, good question. My favorite part would be actually watching people in-game enjoying it. Once it goes live, that's when it is the most rewarding. And thankfully, it's very short wait. You know, I might start implementing it and planning it, you know, the 6 months out. But as far as when it hits test and you start seeing people enjoy it, the next time that when it actually is then in game is a pretty short period. So it's rewarding.
There always seems to be an upsurge of players coming in when the holiday events happen. Compared to, you know, you go down to this lull and then a holiday event or a world event happens and all of a sudden,
yeah,
everybody's logging back in.
Yeah, yeah. And I love to see that. Whether it's just coincidence or not, I don't really think so. I believe that it does draw people in. You know, because it's just a little change. Great, it's a change. Let's go in and see it. Let's experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a big change. Great, that's even better. But I think that it always just stirs it up a little bit.
Okay, we do have a comment here from, who was it? Clorny on the Oasis server wanted me to remind you that evil does not mean dead trees. So apparently...
Wait a minute, what? So we shouldn't, like, just fill the Freeport with those? Oh, gee.
I think the... I think the request is let them have a choice between the dead tree and the tree for the reward, I think.
Ah, well, the good news on that side is that you can sneak to other cities and get the other one. I don't stop you from being able to get the other tree, the snow one. So you can go in there and get them.
I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be
done. Are we talking about Frostfell trees?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done both. Yeah. I was surprised. I was wondering, I snuck into Freeport and was like, wow, Elkun, well, she was still part of Kino's faction. I've switched with the anticipation of Freeport, you know, becoming changed. I want to be part of the new stuff. But yeah, I was able to get a dead Frostfell tree. I was there. I was like, wow, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Latesh on the Antonia Bale server wants to know if there's any plans for a Night of the Dead themed Aether race.
There isn't. But, boy, I would really enjoy that. I had also wanted to put in a Frostfell-themed one, most likely involving either the jumpers or the gliders. Unfortunately, the technology that would actually make that compelling and fun, we were unable to get in time for this event.
No, wait, but I have it. For Frostfell, instead of the discs, Santa's sleigh. You're flying Santa's sleigh.
Everybody's sleigh racing?
Exactly. I think that would be awesome. And Clorny comments that he did not mean the Frostfell tree prizes.
Oh!
But the city itself.
Okay, so my first guess. Okay, yes, very much so. And as far as that goes, the art team is right on board with you. Dead tree does not equal evil. Dirty city does not equal evil. Slum does not equal evil. So they are definitely working towards that. You will be happily Ooh. Impressed.
Excellent.
I just figured all the trees were like in, you know, fall stage. It was always fall in Freeport, you know.
It was also always raining. I don't know.
Who's in charge of the rain in Antonica? It hasn't rained in Antonica since the guild halls went live.
But it's beautifully green.
Yes, but how?
How are they doing it?
It's
like Washington without the clouds. Wait,
there you
what?
Go.
We live in Washington.
Yes. And winter is not the same anywhere else, I'll tell you that.
It's true.
Yes,
neither
true.
Is summer.
Right.
Summer? What is that? We didn't have a summer
this
year.
We had it for
year.
A week.
I was going to say 5 days, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even have to put the AC on up here this year. Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, my next question. Do we got any more questions from the channel? Because I got some more for you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Do you have a favorite quest in any of the holiday events? One that you did or what was created for the event? And you go back and you say, you know, that was pretty neat.
Oh, you can't pick your children. No, let's. I don't know. There's certain ones that I've been really, really happy with.
Any of them that made
you know what? You know what? I would have to do is I'd have to say one that's not even a holiday event. It was a prelude event for. Now I can't even think of what it was. The Void Storms when they started showing up uh-huh. and the creatures started spilling out of the Void Storms.
Oh yeah.
And this was the best part, was when the guides got involved and they could actually spawn a Void Storm in the cities in a corner sequestered away, and they could call over people and actually change the level of the storm and the beasts that came out of it to fit those people that were participating and hand out rewards. And it was awesome to see that interaction.
If I remember right, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was very cool.
I was really happy with that.
I think anytime you have that level of interaction between the game and the players, that's a big win because you feel when you're in the game and you're submersed into it and you're doing something like that, you feel like you're actually being a participant more so than normal. You're actually doing some sort of change to the world. You're helping bring on this event.
Change to the world and a sense of community.
Yes, because everybody's there working together for a goal.
Yep, I completely agree.
Okay, well, I have a question here from Lyoko. Lyoko asks, will there ever be jack-o'-lanterns that light up? I guess for house items.
Oh, that's a good question.
Glowing jack-o'-lanterns. Yeah, because you have there's quite a few jack-o'-lanterns to have, but they don't
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Not at all. And so, writing down for next year requests.
There we go. Ideas for next year.
By the way, we did submit a quest.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
and
you...
some ideas, and it had to do with Brew Day.
Did we have one for Brew Day?
We did one for Night of the Dead.
Yeah, we submitted one for Night of the Dead right after last year's.
That wasn't the Exploding Barrel, was it?
No, we didn't have an we didn't submit one for an exploding barrel, did we, hon?
I don't think so.
Doesn't sound.
Oh, I could have swore that was one. Emily passed one along to me, and sorry, I'm mistaken.
Okay. Well,
we submitted an idea for a Night of the Dead quest, an event that was kind of based on the Walking Dead series.
And
you know, at one point you'd have to like smear yourself with zombie
and
Zombieland. Guts. Yeah, and
combination
Zombieland.
Between the two of them.
Yeah, so at one point you had to smear yourself with zombie guts so the zombies couldn't smell you.
Oh, awesome.
That would have been cool. Well, we do have a question in the live channel here. Simar from the Antonia Bale server asks, is there going to be any change in loot to the hedge maze? To the hedge maze in Nectulus, yes.
I'm not certain that there was any changes made to that.
There's an addition.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll still be able to get your hedges, and I think the same request rewards are offered again this year as last year, but I believe that there is an addition.
No, you know what? Were there statted items involved in that one? I don't remember any.
Let's see.
I don't remember.
Repeatable Nightmarish Return has a new reward option of an Asylum Chandelier.
Oh. Yeah.
The Nightmarish Return is repeatable once every 18 hours, if Dem Mom's remembering right, because I'm reading this right off of her site. Train to Zone Quest not only has the options for the Scarecrow plushies from last year, but also a Sinister Spider Web Tapestry and a Troll Zombie plushie.
Yeah, everything is just house rewards. So yeah, nothing's changed as far as being removed or getting different stats, because it didn't have stats to begin with.
All right. Yeah. And who was responsible for writing up the script for the hedge maze?
Oh, that was Ninja.
Ninja? All right.
Oh yeah. He implemented that. I think that was 2 years ago now.
Yeah, so we need to thank him for the nudge in my direction. He quoted one of my songs.
That's great.
Little friggin' ghost dwarf runs out. Brell's magic keg is for in reference to one of my songs. That's awesome.
Nice. That's great. Come around the corner and you beat up those little guys, right? And I saw that and went, oh my god, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Lyra, don't just tell me you have a question. What is your question? What is the question? She sends me a tell. I have a question. Well, what is it? If you have a question and you want to, you can just say it in the in-game chat channel, or you can just send me a tell. Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. I'm here. I do ask questions of our guests. That's what I'm here for. It's my job. It's what I do. Then I move on. Oh, she said it was in the channel. Let me scroll up. Did I miss something? Oh, here we go. Is there a reason that Candy Cane, Grab and Tag, and Hearts of Flutter quests don't stay in your journal?
Yeah, that's built off of a whole different system. It's using something that we refer to as a contest system. Mm-hmm. And it's not meant to stay in your journal as a completed thing. If it did, unfortunately, at the time when that was created, it would have just then stayed in your journal and you'd never gotten the chance to do it ever again.
That goes with the trick-or-treating race game. It's basically the same sort of thing.
Also, you can't continue a quest that you had half completed 1 year and continue with the next year.
No, it gets removed from your journal.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, at least this way you don't have journal clutter.
Right? Well, yeah, that's part of it, is that you don't want to... that is really frustrating when you see a quest in your journal and you have absolutely no way of completing it. Mm-hmm. Why should it even be there?
Yep.
So, we take those out when the event goes down or when it's deactivated. If the quest is not completed, then it is removed. But I'd much rather keep quests that are completed there for you to count and say, I completed that. So excellent. I would much prefer that.
There's a new reward item, speaking of the trick-or-treating race. That's where you run around and you trick-or-treat candy from the NPCs.
Yeah, and remind everyone, it's a right-click, right-click.
Right-click. and then you bring them back and you know, whoever has the most candy turned in, you get a reward. This year, I noticed it's not a mask.
This is the first year that it's not a Halloween mask, correct?
It is a 2x4 with spikes sticking out of it.
Perfect for zombie hunting.
I like it.
Double tap those things. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good. I do have a question about all the Halloween masks. Is there going to be any plans to possibly combine them or something? Or make them into a house item where you can stick them on the wall when you're not using them?
Well, it's just like any other piece of armor, so...
Yeah.
I guess you could put it on a mannequin, but...
No. Mannequins only take a copy of it.
Oh, right.
Just wondering, my bank's getting off. It's all full of math.
Yeah, so something like the Bauble of Holidays Pass, where you can choose the the event. I think she was looking for something where you can right-click and go, okay, I want the Lucan mask now. You know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, they're all no-trade. They're not going anywhere.
Right, uh-huh. Right, but it is...
They're not even...
But it's also a an inventory item.
Yeah, that's true. It goes on your head.
Although, that would be awesome if you guys could figure out how to implement something like that. That way you can, like, change appearances of the armor. It's like, okay, I have this piece of armor, and let's right-click. Let's make it chainmail instead. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would rock.
It might be something to look into eventually. Maybe some way
of at least consolidating those. Yeah.
So you can have a choice or something, or I don't know. Even being able to examine them and being able to mount them, and just mm-hmm. I don't know, something. But that leads me kind of into my next question. For all these holiday events, is there any Easter eggs hidden somewhere? Is there any little doodads or things?
If he told you, they players? Wouldn't be Easter eggs.
Well, okay. How about past ones? Has the players always found them? Or I mean, the fog. That was sort of a little Easter egg thing, because you had to...
Oh, that was a huge, yeah.
Yeah, no one was told about that one.
No, you had to have a thing to go find the thing and be able to see it, and I can't remember.
That was great, watching so many people try to figure out what they had done to recreate, to get it, or to find it. It was much like watching the EQ1 chat of how to spawn the Cyclops. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did all sorts of things to get that Cyclops to...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is there anything like that that you could give a little hint at?
How about this? Is there any of them that the players have not found for the holiday events?
I can't think of any holiday event Easter eggs that weren't pointed out. Uh-huh. In one way or another. And I've got to say that fog was the most hidden and clever thing. So, there weren't any other ones of that caliber. There is one thing that of my content that I put in for New Halas that I never saw mentioned to on the board, which I thought was amusing. So a little off topic here, but it was a little hidden Easter egg of if you wore the Grizz helmet up towards the goats, one of them said something to you. So
there you go, folks. Go find the Grizz helmet. I still have it somewhere.
I've heard several people say, oh, I just grabbed that quest to be able to wear the helmet. Turned it in.
Well, honey, if you still have the helmet, give it a shot. Put it on, go up to those goats and see what happens.
Well, I think you lose the helmet when you finish the quest line.
You do when you finish, yeah. So these people have purposely not finished it.
Now there's going to be a huge inrush of newbies over in New Halas today.
Nice.
Now, I saw one of the... I've been looking at Demlom's site. She's been over on test a lot.
Yes.
There seems to be a lot of new items that you can get from the haunted houses this year.
Yeah, try to pepper in a few more things in there, plushies.
Plushies are always good. And
that was a specific player request, I believe, from last year while the event was running, that they had feedback that they, these named guys in the haunted houses, we could really use some plushies of these, and thought it was a great idea.
And I saw the Rattling Bones candy dish. I absolutely love
that. That rocks. It was like a candy dispenser. I loved it.
The graphics on that are just great.
It's one of a kind. Both of the candy dishes, last year's and this year, are amazing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's new tombstones to be bought. There's stained glass floors. Yeah. There's even a foggy ground mount.
Ooh,
foggy cloud that you can ride.
Yeah, the plague cloud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
I love that because every few seconds a frog will come bouncing out of it. It's awesome.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on Denmark's site.
Yeah.
So, and then this, my question, another one is the Headless Horseman. That's always been, that was a bane there for a while.
Mm.
I mean, it was a big uproar the first year. The second year, you guys made it a little different, so it's a little more fair. Now, this year, what is going to happen with the armor upgrade? I mean, I know that with the Rygor armor and the crit mitt and all this other stuff, the adornments and stuff I've had to get, I go back to the older content, and I can just, for a ranger, I can just about one-shot anything. Mm. What have you guys, have you taken this into account to the Headless Horseman? Because he's supposed to be a 2x mob, right?
Yes, and I have not seen any feedback about that on test. We will see how well the adjustments actually stick.
Now, I'm definitely going to go out and try and one-shot him. I think probably he could be done with one group of high geared, I mean, not raid geared, just Rygor geared a group, I bet you.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun over the Headless Horseman.
There might be a hotfix for that.
I was just wondering.
it's the things that I kind of like. Oh, did my last year's content really? Is it now out of balance? And unfortunately, sometimes you just have to put it in and be watchful.
Mm-hmm. That's one area you're going to have to be watchful.
Yeah. Yeah,
I will be home that day. So that's one of the places I'm going to be heading is the Headless Horseman tree, just to see what's going to happen.
She's actually taking the day off. Thanks, hon.
Well, I had 2 days vacation. Well, I have 4 days vacation I have to use or lose. So
use it.
I used them, and I'll be home this Thursday and Friday, ready to...
Good.
To Night of the Dead myself to bits. So, yeah, I'll be out at the Headless Horseman. This is going to be interesting.
Well, okay. you can either be there to enjoy, or you can be there to laugh. One of the
I want to see how less the amount of people it would take to do him.
Yeah.
Can two people do him? I mean, raid
Let's
you guys.
Hope not. That shouldn't be.
Oh. We'll see.
Now, Lyra...
top-end rare gear guys out there. They shouldn't want to mess with him now. He doesn't drop anything uber that they absolutely have to manipulate him from the rest of the populace, right?
I would hope... no, nothing there should really be in competition for what they can get now.
Now,
that was the problem a couple years ago. He drops some really good stuff, but the higher end raid guilds decided to monopolize him.
It was useful stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't blame them.
No.
But the rest of the populace went, hey. So yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Now,
I am definitely looking forward to this year's Night of the Dead. I'll be spending a lot of time in the Hedgemage. I have one of those islands, and I need...
Yes.
So, I'll probably be able to do that thing in my sleep. My eyes closed. Okay, 3 steps forward. Right, kill a monster. Okay.
All right, now Lara has linked the Emerald Cave Bat plushie that's out right now. And
yes.
I just wanted to comment that the collision's not quite working on their wings. When he flaps them down, they kind of melt into each other.
Oh, then that would be an issue with all bats, then.
Probably.
All the bats do that, hon.
Well, yeah.
That's perfectly normal.
So that's kind of like the reverse 15-degree angle on your Pegasus wing?
Well, that's fixed now.
Oh, did they fix
that? Yeah, you go out to Antonica and you look at any of the bats, and they do that.
So they did fix your Pegasus wing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who to thank, but thank you.
I'm sure that would be Toby. Yeah,
Pegasus.
He is awesome animator of ours.
Well, you'll have to pass that on to him. I said thank you.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. The wings do overlap quite a bit, but I would have to go out to Antonica because I think they do that out there too.
Yeah, this was a retexture by the art team for us. Can't remember exactly. It was a Crystal Caverns content, and we asked for a couple different bats that would fit better in there, and the emerald one was one that they made. I'm not sure that we actually put it into that zone, but it was one that they had made for us. So yeah, if its animation would be carried over from all the other bats.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean that it's not something that could be fixed. It's just, that's not just a problem with that one.
Right. Liliana is recommending bat flying mounts.
Not a bad idea. I have no idea how that would work for our animators or... but
probably not that much different than the Pegasus, really.
Climb on the back of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, throw your legs over the shoulder, so you're almost looking like you're sitting down. Well, you know, it would be kind of like riding the rhino. But
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
beat yourself up when you ride a rhino. You ever watch people ride the rhino? They're bouncing their face right into the back of the rhino.
Yeah, their ass cheeks get a little black and blue. Who cares?
Lyra linked the Somborn double light post.
Uh-huh.
That is very nice. I like that.
That one's pretty.
Yes.
The only thing you guys forgot to put in the information is if it has a bright light, or if it's a glow light, or
oh, if it's actually a light source.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good question. We'll find out.
Or what I think you should do with the Night of the Dead lamps, they should have a negative light source.
Oh, that would be cool.
So it would absorb the light. You know, basically just make it a black light. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are several items that's like part of the haunted house and stuff like that, where you walk in, boop, all the light's gone. Well, that sucks. Now I can't see. So yeah, I think adding that to some torches would be very nice for next year's Night of the Dead.
I have no idea if we're capable of doing that, but as far as personal house items,
right?
But
right.
I can investigate.
Okay, Clorny from the Oasis server wants to ask wanted to know if they could ask about a revamp of the McQuibble Ranch quest.
I polished it up, I want to say 2 years ago, just making things function a little bit cleaner. And this year I put on a sparkle onto the soil effect so that it stuck out a little bit more, because that was a pixel hunt in those areas, and I don't like that.
The McQuibble quest, that spawns the...
the paunchy big pumpkin raid.
The pumpkin
thing.
King.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Alrighty.
So, but I'm not really sure as to... I can't say that we're going to go back and make any more significant changes to that. It seems to be working quite well at this point.
Alrighty.
I don't know. That's not repeatable, is it?
It is, annually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely have to go back and do that one. It's been a long time since... Oh, the Scarecrow King. Thank you, Lyra. Scarecrow King. Well,
yes.
I think a pumpkin because of his head.
Scarecrow, yeah. Okay, Selenia from Zam.com wants to know, what does... I'm going to butcher this name. Setri... Lareth?
Mm-hmm.
What does Seti Lareth have against us?
I don't think she has anything against us.
What quest does Seti Lareth
She is two, at least two quests. She sends you into the hedge maze. And this year...
She's the dark elf, I think she's a dark elf, and she's in that tent on the far...
Okay, yeah.
Along the shore, you go talk to her, and she's the one that sends you off?
Yeah. She's, she's a human, but I know why you're thinking dark elf, because her clothes are that bluish-purple...
Right, she's a, right. They say she's a
color.
Shaman.
Okay, well...
But she's the one that sends you in there, and... put you to your doom of becoming a werewolf.
Oh, well,
and
that's probably
year,
what the question...
And then she sends you in to help find her granddaughter.
Ah.
And that's where you guys took a twist or a cue from, or a page from, Planet of Zombies.
A page. Very good.
I was trying to find the right word.
Yes. Flora versus Undead. Yeah. Yeah. I've had so much fun with that game that I wanted to at least do I saw the opportunity to make a little nod there, and I think it turned out more than just a little. So.
Alrighty.
Well, it's good to know that the plants are good for something besides feeding them bone and fertilizer and stuff they can actually...
Yeah, they'll take the bone from moving things as well.
Nice. Okay, we have a question here from Trino Travelfoot, who writes us on Facebook, and says, are there any new instances or new types of candy?
No, there are not.
Nothing incredibly new this year as far as instances.
Oh, no, instances of candy. No, there's not. Let's see, instances. The one that I made for the Survive the Night, which is the Flora versus Undead zone. But it doesn't look very new. It's a reuse of a previous zone.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it a reuse of the hedge zone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, without any of the hedge walls in there. Yeah.
All right. Hun, did you have another one before I continue with the...
No, that was about it.
All right.
Is there an ethereal race through Nyctula's Forest?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that would be a good place to put one for next year, because that's pretty, you know, spooky.
And that would go along with a Night of the Dead-based Aether race.
Yes.
I think all the holidays should have them eventually.
It'd be great to add in some sort of race to each one.
The Frostfell have the Flying Reindeer or a Santa sleigh or something like that. That would rock, I think.
Awesome.
Okay, Christy, better known as, now I can't remember her old name. Crap. Elkin, you were one of her minions.
Hmm?
Kiara, who used to work for Sony, wants to know if you've tried the salted caramel hot chocolate from S-Bucks? Well, Starbucks yet?
No, actually, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for a cool afternoon when I want something warm to drink.
Yeah, I saw that too. I almost got that the other day.
It sounds
really good.
Well, to me, it sounds odd that salty, sweet, but she assured me that it was tasty.
Okay. Our friend Tilaru also comments on that same thread. I'd sell Jethel for a salted caramel anything.
So it must be really good.
Okay. And that is all the audience questions that I had. If you have any more questions while we're doing the show here, the chat channel is open, or you can contact Jethel or Elquin on the Antonia Vale server. Let's see here. It's about 10. Why don't we go ahead and take a music break? When we come back, we're going to be playing Kiting Elquin, and we'll have more questions, I hope, for Kaythiel. Are you enjoying yourself yet?
I am. Excellent. Very much.
He's being nice. It's okay.
I'm never that. No.
Okay, you're not nice then. Okay.
No.
Coming up right now, a brand new song by Jethel Silverwing called Fabled Epics. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Okay.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that,
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Yeah, we're looking to go into Vision's Peak. Yeah, you want to come?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Excellent. Okay, we just need a healer. Let me check my friends list.
I'm good to go.
Oh, wait.
Hey, everyone.
I got her. Yep.
Hi, everyone. Gather up for some buffs.
All right, let's see what we got going on.
Hey, aren't you kind of low level for this zone?
Are you sure you're geared for this?
There's like two expansions behind. What could happen?
Of teeth and 10 times.
I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad.
Oh, God. What did I sign up for?
Ah, I need 4 pizza rolls.
Get your own darn pizza rolls.
Get out of here.
They come on their face with their fatal damn face. Only run, only run while we heroes may fight.
Come on, come on. Let's hold it together. One more time. We can do it. I know it. What? It is now time for Kiting Elquin. We got a little question and answer game here. We got 10 questions, no time limit. And today, Cathiel will be backing up Elquin.
In other words, I can scream for help.
You can scream for help this time. Pay attention, folks. If she gets, let's say she gets 5 right, the 5th tell to me will get an item from the Sony swag bag. Or box at this point. Are you ready, Elquin?
I guess.
And because we have Cathiel here, and we're talking about Night of the Dead, these questions will be, I won't say 100% Night of the Dead based, but, you know, creepy Halloweenish type questions.
Groovy gooly.
Are you ready, Elquin?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Who is revealed as the murderer in the Sunborn Haunted House?
You.
Correct. What cranium-challenged character can be found in Nectula's Forest?
Cranium-challenged? Oh, the Headless Horseman.
Correct. In the Hedge Maze, what song by Jethel do the ghost snacks quote?
Brell's Magic Keg is for ale.
Correct. Well, technically, it's Brell's Magic Keg is for...
Well, that's
okay.
Yeah, but he never got the last part out.
That's right. What term is used to express a disturbance or agitation of the public?
Cathiel, help.
What?
What term is used to express disturbance or agitation of the public?
What do you think? Think it's an uproar? No.
I don't know.
Do we take a wild guess?
Of the disturbance of the...
See, now I wish I had a time on it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, go ahead and take your guess.
How about, what would you guess? Uproar, maybe? Outrage?
I'm not sure how that would associate with Knights of the Dead, but...
They're outraged.
There you go.
Well, we'll go with that.
Wrong!
I knew
that. Moving on. Who is the father of all Norathian vampires?
Maeong Mistmore.
Well, you mispronounced it, but Maeong, yes.
Maeong.
Who is the only undead deity in Norath?
Only undead... Cathiel? Help.
No, I'm sorry. Cathiel is the wrong answer.
No!
That's awesome. The answer is... If you're Nashti. It's Nashti Thule.
Nashti Thule is correct.
You know, I never can say her name.
Who is the faceless?
Nashti.
Who is the faceless?
Who is the faceless?
Yes.
Well... He's a god.
But who is it? Who is called the Faceless?
Kazakh Thule?
Correct. If Elquin gets this next one wrong, I will personally go downstairs and hit her.
Oh, no.
What lost forest is rumored to be now located in the Phantom Sea?
Kithacor.
Correct. Name the playable race of vampires in EverQuest 2.
Cathiel, can you get that one?
I'm sorry, Cathiel is wrong. No.
And you also will not accept Sparkly as an answer. The answer is Free Blood.
Correct.
Blood. I knew it was something blood, but...
I thought for sure you were going to say True Blood.
No.
Because you've done it before.
Team Pam.
What creature is defined as a soulless corpse revived by witchcraft?
A zombie.
Correct. You got 9 out of 10?
Okay.
So the 9th person to send me a tell right now will get an item from the swag bag. I've just cleared my chat box, and I will send a tell. There we go. Make it easier for people not on the server.
Clarny says I should pronounce it a nasty soul.
A nasty soul. Well, yeah, that's, I suppose. a nasty soul. Well,
I've heard that she's really good for Rangers. I'll have to, right now I have Bristlebane, but I'm thinking of maybe switching to her for a while and see what I get.
I'm actually with Kazik Thule, but that's just for roleplay reasons. Death will like scaring the shit out of people. Alright, we need more tells. More tells. More tells. We got 4.
I'm watching a guy on a Libra out here in the common lands. Wow.
Yes, you can send multiple tells.
He is going like crazy. I see him boing, 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 boing. I can still see him.
Those things
are fun. Nice.
Those
way
are fun.
Off in the distance. No, I can't see him anymore. I'm just east of the crossroads, and he was heading towards... now there's somebody on a glider heading out. Mm-hmm. They're heading over towards Nyctulus for us, I'm sure. But the leaper was doing like crazy.
Doing, one more. Up, oh, there we go.
There goes another one.
Medical from the Butcher Block server. You just won an item from the swag box. I don't know what yet, but we'll find something nice for you. There's not a whole lot left in there. I got to get a hold of Amy and see about refilling this box.
We still got some pretty cool stuff in there.
Yeah. Medical, if you want to go ahead and send us, send me your real mailing address, either in-game, or you can send it to demon@kithacore.org so we can go ahead and send you something out of the box. Congratulations. And the one you guys missed, the one question you guys missed, what is the term used to express disturbance or agitation of the public?
And?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Unrest.
Oh, dear. Okay, that's funny.
Unrest. That's actually a little short video I want to do. I would love to do a bunch of movie trailers for movies that'll never come out. And I want to do one of
this Halloween.
And then, you know, a state of unrest. And have, like, Don't Fear the Reaper playing in the background. So I think that'd be cool. So, yes, Medical from the Butcher Block server. Please send me either an in-game message or email to demon@kithacore.org, and we'll send you something from the swag box. Let's see. Lyra would like to know. Oh, well, okay. She wants flying reindeer mounts for Frostfell.
I think that would be cool.
And she
said, you know what? Even more doable, like when you look at the horses and everything that we already have.
Very true. You can just reskin them, or you know, do a quick model change, but use the same animation.
Right. Right. And especially if we made it look like it was goblin made and they just like strapped on the antlers onto a horse, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Medical is sending me a tell with that information. Now I have to write it down.
Oh, don't lose it. Don't lose it.
I have to write it down. Hold on a second.
And while we've got a little bit of space here, I also wanted to mention to everyone that we've got a special SOE trick-or-treat event that's occurring October 28th Ooh. Through the 31st. So be sure to log in your characters each one of those days.
Any nice. Specific place that we should be?
Nope. It is a login special event.
Ooh, okay.
Find a little trick or a treat.
So, cool. So what, it's going to be like mailed to you or something, or just...
Correct.
Ah, nice.
But you have to log in on those days, and each day is a different item.
From the 29th through the...
28th through the 31st, four days.
All right.
There you go, 4 days.
28th through the 31st, just log in and all of your alts as well.
Yeah, yes, yes. As I'm sure many of people will do.
The army of alts. That's one thing I never could do.
What's that?
I mean, I have an army. I have Krima. I have one little alt that I will say she's definitely an alt because she's almost 70. She's my carpenter. Her name is Krima Teorium. She's a little Arisai necro. And I just get a kick out of her and Fred. Anyway, she's the only real alt I have. The rest of them are mules. Yeah, I'm thinking about bringing up two other ones for crafting only, but as far as adventuring and stuff, I just can't get into the alt scene. But there's people I know that have, like, armies of alts, and they can play all of them really well. I can't do that. I don't know why.
I know some that can't even get, like, past level 40, and they'll just start another character. And, well, why are you starting that? I just felt like rolling this one. I forgot what this one was like. I'll do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these people have all of them up to 90.
Up to 90, yeah.
Yeah, geared. And it's like...
That is amazing.
Yeah, Trista is one of those people I know that can do that, and they do them well. I can't do it. You know, it's hard enough. I mean, I spent enough time on Elquin getting her geared up and her spells and stuff and doing the quests and all that stuff. I just I can't even fathom having enough time to feed all those other mouths.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
I take that from Dem Mom. She's got a lot of little mouths she's got to feed all the time, you know? So does Trista on our server. She's got a lot of alts. Anywhere from 6 to 90. I mean, that's a lot of little... They're little mouths. You got to feed them. You got to dress them and get them gear and get them their spells.
Well, not necessarily.
Yes, you do. If you're going to be doing anything with them, if you're going to go to a group and say, well, you have your choice between if you need a healer, I got a healer, I got a tank, I got a da-da-da, what do you need?
Yeah, if you want to be truly viable as that character, yeah.
And they do them well. I mean, but I switch between myself and Krima sometimes, and it takes me a while to get into Krima's rhythm, because running a Necro is different than a Ranger. She can, she's incredible little, I mean, Necro classes are incredible. She and her little, her friend Fred, you know, whatever pet she's got up is named Fred, by the way. they can take on a lot more mobs than I can, you know, it's just wild. And when I start playing her, I've played her adventure-wise for a while, off and on. Once I get into the groove of her, it's fun. It's a blast. I love playing her. But then I'll fall out of sync and go back to Elquin. And I don't know if I'll ever eventually get her up to 90 and get her fully geared and take her out as a viable play character or not. Right now I have fun with her as just crafter and her carrying on with Fred.
Well, it sounds like she's just a great break for you.
She's
to
cute.
Just do something really different.
Well, you got to figure this little tiny Arisai. I mean, she thinks digging up bodies is like, you know, planting flowers. It's so cute, you know.
Well, you have the spirit of the Arisai down perfectly.
Yeah, and Fred's her friend.
They're more than friends. Come on.
She dug Fred up, and that's her friend, and he protects her. And Fred has his own opinions about things.
Yeah, it's mostly...
And those who met Krima think she's kind of cute. But yeah, I've gotten a kick out of it.
Fred, what do you think about the protesting going on in New York? Exactly.
She's upgraded, Fred. He doesn't lean over and drool anymore. He stands up straight and he has a very pretty purple suit. And he still drools, but we can't help that.
He also doesn't back talk.
Very true.
Well, he does, but anyway. Like I said, Fred's got his own opinions.
Well, apparently, yeah.
Fred, get it.
Usually the undead are a little less mouthy.
But some of her other pets that she takes out to fight with are big, nasty things. And here's this little tiny Arisai with this great big creature behind her. Go get them! Oh. Did you see that link I sent you, hon?
What, the nightmare? The Kithacore's Nightmare Hunters with wristbands?
Yeah, is that the same Kithacore armor we used to collect?
I don't think so. It seems
I've never seen Kithacore Night Hunter wrist guards.
No,
but did you read the thing on the when you examine it?
Yeah, let's see here. Founding leader of the legendary Kithacore Rangers, mysterious wood elf known only as Kithacore, won this only his career. Okay.
They changed it. Remember when I pointed it out long time ago? It said human.
Oh yeah, well they changed that years ago, huh?
Okay. I just was reading this, going, you know, I never. Don't remember reading that before.
Yeah, they originally had it that he was a human ranger, and we threw a shit fit here on the show, and it was changed. And it was changed the following patch.
As well, it should be
because I lead the Legion of Kithacore. And speaking of which, when's Kithacore's Forest coming back?
No, he doesn't.
Come on, live event for next Night of the Dead.
Oh goodness, that would be more than just a live event. You wouldn't want that just for a. You know, 3 week period.
No, definitely not. We thought for sure it was going to come out with, what were we thinking? Oh, Kunark. Because there's an island out there you can't get to.
Oh, in Jarsouth Waste.
Yeah.
Right across the water, the river there. Yeah.
Oh, well.
But that's not where Kithacore would be. It wasn't anywhere near Kunark.
No. I know exactly where Kithacore is, and you can see it on the map. It's a small island. If you open up your map, look between Karen, the Enchanted Lands, and Dallaire. There's a small island right in the center, and that's Kithacore's forest. Geographically speaking, that's exactly where it would be.
That would be about right.
And
that
you
would
can't,
be about right.
And there is no island there that you can actually get to.
That is Kithacore's
forest, and possibly the ruins of High Pass.
Maybe a little bit of High Pass. Now, that would be a cute one to do. But that would be like a mini expansion, Split Paw was.
Yeah. But it would have to maintain true to Valhalla's vision. Can't even navigate my own freaking site.
Now, Clorny is saying that High Pass isn't a ruins. It's the Farge Sea's headquarters.
All right. Okay, so this is what Valhalla had to say several years ago. And I'll put on some echo for this.
Well, we're talking from the past.
Yes, exactly.
Veiled by the constant downpour of the sea known as the Phantom Sea, rests a little island feared by those who are unfortunate enough to know of its existence. This island, known by seafarers and avoided by countless fears that rest on this isle. A dense woodland that swallows the forest island shields what lays within, and only one. God, this is written.
You want to start again?
This is written kind of weird.
Rewind it.
All right, let's try it again. Take
rewind.
Two. Veiled by the constant downpour of the sea known as the Phantom Sea, rests a little island feared by those who are unfortunate enough to know of its existence. This isle is known by seafarers and avoided for the countless fears that rest on this isle. A dense woodland that swallows its forest, that follows this forest isle shields what lays within, and only one end offers access to those who dare step foot upon the land. Seafaring tales hint at what may rest inside the thicket. Some tales say that during the day it would seem to be a lifeless land. The land is uneven, and trails are like mazes between the clearings. Some say a fort of rangers, long dead, exists far to the end of the isle. It would take nearly a day to trek to and from the fort if one was lucky to correctly navigate the trails. Trees are now long dead, And those who have... And those that have leaves offers, and those that have leaves offer a little color to the environment. No birds are here chirping, no deer are seen gallivanting, it is dead. In the evening, this becomes even truer. At night, the ground is breached by hands of bone, and two undead armies ride again to do battle under the moonlight. During this time, that no one wishes to be caught in this island of horror. And that is Valhallan's vision of what lays at Kithacor today.
I don't see where we would go wrong.
And I'm going to get on Skype here and...
Sounds fun.
Link that right to you there so you guys can take a look at it. Here you go. I badgered him for a long time when EQ2 came out. What happened to Kithacor?
Well, you finally got an answer out of
him. Yeah, so I badgered him and badgered him and got that answer from him. So there you go.
And it's Valhallan, not Van. Whatever Latesh says.
It's Van Halen. Panama!
Yeah, you're not so far away from the truth.
Yeah, I know. Latesh also says if you guys go ahead and do the flying reindeer mounts, it should have a single horn held on by a strap, like the Grinch.
Yep, the Grinch's dog.
Mm-hmm. Would be interesting, but I'm not sure how many copyrights you'd be breaking on that end. Let's see. Someone else has sent me a question here. Let me see here. Lara, would also like to see Night of the Dead cubes, gelatinous cubes.
Ah. She's a cube fiend.
Yes.
She thinks cubes are all cute and cuddly, but we all know that they're, just horrible things that'll digest anything that comes in contact with them.
A little bit more threatening than Jell-O.
Just a little bit.
I know. Make a cube and make it a pumpkin cube.
With a pumpkin inside of a cube.
Yep.
There we go. With a half.
Or candy corn.
Or candy corn.
There you go.
There we go.
I was thinking more of a square pumpkin.
So a cube with just a
face? They do it with watermelons.
A cube with a face. Okay.
You know, have you ever seen that? You know, they take watermelons and they put them in a acrylic case, a square case, and they grow, in the shape of a square.
That's true.
It just seems wrong.
It doesn't roll off the table.
Very true, very
true. And it's
true.
Easier to cut.
Yeah, it gives you a square meal. Okay.
That's bad.
I know. I know.
Okay, so next Night of the Dead, we can expect Kithacor to be released.
you can expect. I think you'd also be disappointed.
Aww.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, I've already pointed out where it is on the map. I've given you
the
lore.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that. That is a tiny little speck.
But Kithacor wasn't a giant zone, I mean.
No. No, but all of the things that he explained, that seems like it's a little too small for that.
Okay, so we can expect the map.
We'll just say it's not to scale. How about that?
Right, it's not to scale. You know, just like the continents are not where they were in EQ1.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Smedley's always said this was not supposed to be a continuation of EQ1. Although we all know it is. We won't let it be otherwise.
Well, I think many of us are here that are here directly because of EQ,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard not to.
Or like Latesh just said, who knows, maybe part of the island is underwater.
Underwater zone.
If we could have some really good underwater abilities, swimming and fighting and doing, that would be an awesome zone.
There you go. All right. So what else we got to talk about?
Do we have any? I'm thinking. Do we? There isn't really. I can't think of the only one I can think of that's quite an underwater zone. is the one under the lake in the island over there.
Mara.
Yeah.
But that's not completely underwater, though, is it?
That is an underwater zone.
Oh, it is.
Part of it is. You have to, well,
you kind of traverse through the halls that are underwater, yeah?
Yeah. Vexar. You have to fight underwater down there.
Vexar,
once you get there, that's not underwater. Inside Vexar is not water.
Hmm.
It's...
Nor is Chelseth.
No. I'm thinking, now, like, what was the underwater zone from EQ1 with,
Kedge.
Yeah. Yes,
Kedge Keep.
Yeah, I went down there a lot. And that was... That was a true underwater zone. You had to have EB, or you would die down there for a while.
Yep.
I remember going down with friends, and nobody had, you know, we had to keep casting EB on each other.
I spent a ton of time down there because, well, the Legion of Kithacor in EQ1 was mostly Rangers, too, and we needed to go down there for the epic.
Yeah.
So I kept having, that was like a once a weekend thing. All right, everyone, saddle up, we're going to Kedge. Finnegal, yes. Whatever happened to Finnegal? Did he get eaten? Is he now Frost Giant Sushi?
Oh, that would be sad.
Finnegal, I thought he was someplace.
Finny. Not in EQ2, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
He's not around in Butcher Block anywhere?
I don't recall him.
Let me see. Let me go to Zam real
that would
quick.
That would be a cool model to have, and I don't remember anything fitting.
Well, let me take a little quick look at Zam. If he is, they'd have him. Nope, he ain't there.
Hmm.
No Finnegal for you.
Yeah, because that was off of the Dagnar's Cauldron. Am I saying that one right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was off of Butcher Block.
Yep. Which that zone used to be real fine to hang out in and stuff like that until they put the, what was it, a Beast Lord epic mob in there or something like that?
It was a huge dragon.
Yeah, it was a dragon of some kind. Like, you've been killed. What the hell was that?
It was a huge dragon that comes running around, yeah. Those are the fun days. Don't go in there. Don't go in the zone. That thing's up.
It was
all jaggy and rocky in there. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh.
They had, you know, the Aqua Goblins and stuff. I do miss the glory days of EQ1. I really do. But I've tried loading it up and stuff. I can't even play the game anymore. It's so different.
Yeah.
From not only just different from EQ2. I mean, there's...
No, different from when you... I don't want to say when you left, but when you weren't playing it, you know,
there's
as much.
There's a little different money now. There are different types of shards and crystals, and what the hell is this? I had to ask someone in the OOC channel, how do I open my bags? I don't remember.
Latesha,
oh, that's also it, yeah.
Is if Cathiel knows... What the new island in Bonemire is. There's a new island in Bonemire? I thought Bonemire was an island.
I didn't know there was a new island in Bonemire.
I know nothing.
You know nothing? Do you know nothing or you can say nothing?
No, I am not aware of anything.
Okay.
Latesha that's been changed up there ever since
Latesha says there's nothing on it.
Yeah, it was all made flyable, and so certain things that were there you can still get to, and they put, you know, collision on those islands, but nothing was actually changed about it other than that you can fly freely now through those zones.
He says it has a dock and a cave in it. I'll have to go up to Bonemire and find it. Maybe it's just a place to make you ask questions.
Yeah. There we go. Let's see, I think I will group up with Latesha and port to him and see what the heck he's talking about. Goodbye, Latesha.
Our lead artist, zone artist, had told us that there were a few places like that that were now in the world that, hey, that'd be really cool, so future use, keep this one in mind. And several of them have been used since then for different quest lines. To go back, like I used a couple for one of the heritage quests here with Velius. So we have gone back and used a couple of those.
Where is Atesh? I ported. I seem to be on a regular island with stuff on it.
Maybe he hasn't flown over to it.
Atesh, where are you?
Like I said, it just may be there just because.
Okay, I don't think he was actually on the island. Oh, I see. There's a little island. Tunnel to unfinished area.
What?
It's on the map. It says tunnel to unfinished area. It's in the 2 o'clock position on the map of the Bone Mire.
Well, then there you go. It's not finished.
Yeah, this is nice. Tunnel to unfinished area. The area you can only get to via flying mount. There is nothing here, but looks interesting. Very nice.
It's a tease. I like them. It's
a tease.
I like those. There's nothing here yet. Maybe. Need you look.
But yeah, there is a dock and a cave there. I'm flying up to it now.
That's funny.
Maybe they're planning on something going there at some point.
There could be something in the works that I am unaware of. Many a thing happens around here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be anything here. It's a very small island. About the size of that damned candy corn. No, it's a bit bigger than that, but... Yeah, let's go in here. There's nothing here.
Funny.
Oh, you know what it looks like? It honestly looks like the temple in Lava Storm on the docks.
Uh-huh.
It looks just like that. On the inside. Not on the outside, but on the inside.
Interesting.
Yeah, if there was a portal here I can't remember what the dungeon is called. If there were a portal here and a bunch of NPCs standing around, it would be that area in Lava Storm.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, now
yet.
You've stumbled onto a little secret there that some of the Bone Mire was geometry taken from Lava Storm and completely redone so it would not be so recognizable. But bits and pieces were taken from Lava Storm.
Actually, I am going to go to Lava Storm. I think this is actually the island you land on with the dock in Lava Storm, just taken out and put here. So I'm going.
That's funny. And you couldn't get to it, and you probably couldn't see it until the whole zone was made flyable.
Right. Let's see. Call the guild hall.
Wow.
Go to Lava Storm and see this.
I like it. It's fun.
I don't think I've ever looked. I don't think I've ever looked up at the top of that island that you go to in Lava Storm right from the dock. But
yeah.
if it's cone-shaped, I think this is actually that island. They just kind of stuck it in the Bone Mire. Let's see here. Go to the lake, and I will go to Lava Storm. Lava Storm, you got the cutest little Lava Storm. Where is Lava Storm? There it is. I hate it when I'm looking at the map. I'm like, God, where is it?
And the map's gotten so much bigger.
It has. Not that we're complaining.
No.
The only time I would complain, and I told this to Smedley as well, is if things got so big that whole continents started being unused, like they are in EQ1 at this point.
Yeah.
They got so much stuff.
No, that's sad to see.
Yeah. Yep.
Extremely sad.
Yep. Yeah, because that good content that you used to really enjoy and see people running back and forth as you were doing it, and and then on the design side, that stuff that we put time into and just not being used anymore.
Okay, it's a little different. Like the top of the island with the dock and Lava Storm actually goes up into a tower, and there's kind of like a claw that's on fire. And the one in the Bone Mire just kind of trails off into a point. So it's a little different, but other than that, it's the same thing. Even the same dock.
Wow.
And of course,
that is funny.
The claw on top. For those of you who have never come here with a flying mount, the claw on top of that little island with the dock actually has a horse, a dead horse that is on fire. I never noticed that before. Of course, like I said, I've never actually flew up here before.
I like the fact that we can fly now. And there's different places that I've been and seen that it's like, wow, I never noticed this before, but I've never been able to get up here to look at this before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In the Tuos Forest, when you're going up the path to the castle, uh-huh. you've got these things up there on the side of the wall, of the mountain, overlooking the last part of the path, closest to the castle. Those are great. When you can get up there and look at them.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you can. Yes.
Now you can.
And that makes you appreciate all the work that was done before the flying mounts became active. Because all those zones, the outdoor zones, had to be changed so there was actually stuff that you can see now that you couldn't see before.
Yes.
Because, and collision things to keep you
and collision and stuff like that. Because, well, there was no point in putting, like, backsides to mountains and stuff like that.
And if that's you couldn't exactly get to it. Them. Yeah.
A good way to see that in action, if you ever want to see it, go to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall on the Antonia Vale server. And just go out, because we've broken out of the Tier 3 Guild Hall. We've built our forest. But if you go around, you can see, like, all, you know, half of the mountains are not there. There's a whole section of the land that's just completely missing. And, you know, the back...
Well, they never intended anybody to go out there.
Right. It wasn't intended to go out there, and they didn't build what you couldn't see. And most of it is, you can fly right through it.
And that definitely helps to save on loading and, you know, unneeded geometry, unneeded texture map. Yeah, let's not load that up if you don't have to. There's other things that you want to see and experience and be able to get into the zone. So, yeah, they tried to cut it down as much as possible.
Yep. And Clorny from the Oasis server wants to know if there's anything across the river in Jarthas Waste.
Since we brought it up earlier. No, there's nothing over there. Since you cannot venture over there, there's no point in actually putting anything hidden or any, you know, mobs or anything over there. That would be a mean tease.
I have my own theories. There's like a Scorpid brothel over there.
It would explain why the camp is right there.
Uh-huh. That's why the camp is there, and yeah, you know, that's why you never see any female Scorpids.
Yes, yeah.
Now, that's something that's actually bothered me, and I do mention it occasionally when I have people from Sony on, the lack of female NPCs.
Creature models?
Yeah. Or do you think maybe, what the hell is that? I use it so rarely, I don't know. Chivalry, that's it. Chivalry might play a part in killing an NPC, like you wouldn't want to kill a female monster?
Maybe.
Something like that, you know, you see a gnoll running around, you know, obviously with shapely body and stuff like that. It's like, it's a girl. I can't hit a girl, you know, that kind of thing, you know? And then she leaps on you.
I don't know that
that
really plays much part of it. I mean, look, people fight, you know, all sorts of women in our game, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's no female giants, orcs, minotaurs, like Liliana is, and Chitterella is partly right. She says Jethel just wants more boobs. Frankly, I think that the female dwarf model should be absolutely no different than the male.
With that exception.
Right, with that exception, yeah. Whatever. Oh, there are ice maidens in Everfrost, of course.
Oh yeah, there are girl female models that are peppered throughout. Now, Ice Maiden is one that doesn't even have a male equivalent.
Right.
The Sirens would be another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Latesh makes a point. There aren't female orcs, depending on how you look at the lore, because they're kind of genetically created.
Okay.
I've always made
the excuse for the Giggle Gibber Goblins,
uh-huh.
that there are female ones amongst them. They just all identify as male.
Because Because, as Christopher Walken would say, they got no boobs.
They do, they're just fairly little.
The tiny little things.
Yeah.
And Lyra, of course...
They got innies.
Innies, oh my god. What, do they come out the back?
Well, that's why they... Well, I'd say the females are the ones that got the shirts on.
Okay, well, let's bring this up, since Lyra has brought this up in channel. What do you think about a zone that combines the attributes of Everfrost and Lava Storm? And we call it Everstorm.
Or Lava Frost.
Or Lava Frost. Either way, I believe there'd just be a lot of steam.
I was going to say, that's a Lahar, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be the City of Mist?
You
walk, or something like what I would picture the City of Mist would be in. You just go into the zone and...
Steam bath.
Can't see anything! And there'd be, like, mist monsters and stuff like that. One giant steam bath, says Serest. And you know what? The folks at the Maiden's Fancy would take full advantage of it. They would relocate their tavern right next door and say, we now have steam bath!
Now welcome. Yeah, now open with steam bath. Yep.
I do love that, by the way. In case you're not aware, the Maiden's Fancy in EverQuest 1 was a brothel. And, of course, in EverQuest 2, there is now a guild, the Maiden's Fancy, that has recreated the nightclub. They're not a brothel, but, you know, they've made a nightclub out of it, and they do vaudeville and... what am I thinking of? Burlesque. That's it. And they do a good job of it. Thursdays on the Antonia Vale server in Hollis. The Maiden's Fancy. There you go. Now you got a plug. I used to go there all the time. Just, I don't know. Nothing against the club, of course. I fell out of the RP scene. I'm trying to get back into it. It's hard, though. I mean, I go to these places now, and I don't recognize anyone. You know what I mean? Sometimes I find it hard to make new friends.
How do you know they're not your old friends, just a new club?
On an alt.
But in the rules of roleplay, that wouldn't matter. If they're new people, they're new people.
True, but they're not total strangers, so...
And if they're there roleplaying, then you're free to do so as well and join right in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, and Clorny also wants to see a house item that would be, like... bubbling water with water collision so they can make their own lakes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, water is a very complex thing, a complex system in our game, and it actually takes designating the area as being a water volume. We can't move it around. Other than if it was on... There's a couple things in-game where we've tricked the system into being able to make it move a little bit. But, if you put it in your house, then at that level and everything below it would make you go into water.
Yeah.
I am just really happy that the lake that they put in the island house is swimmable.
Yes, that's fun.
I thought that was cool. They made it deep enough that you could swim in it.
Instead of just a puddle that you'd run through.
Yeah, I love it. It's perfect.
Good.
But of course, I would personally like to see... what the heck was I about to say? Damn it. Oh, if you could rescale your house items. Make them taller, make them thinner, you know, that kind of
thing. Oh, you mean that... that would be really hard, I think. Because then aren't you going to be dealing with stretching and...
Yeah.
And of course,
the textures.
Yeah, the texture tiles would get all screwed up and...
Because they don't pull that way.
Yeah.
I need to teach you how to make three-dimensional objects in Notepad, and then put attach textures to the points, and then you would understand why some of this stuff is getting stretched.
Oh, I know, hon. I mean,
I don't know. Have you ever heard of a place called Alpha World? Long ago, it was before.
Anything.
anything really. It was one of the first places you could go online with a bunch of other people, and it was a three-dimensional world. You had three-dimensional objects you could build with. I mean, you go out and claim a piece of land as big as you wanted, and you just put down tiles to cover the area that you wanted. Once you did
that, put down a flag, basically.
Well, basically, you had to cover the land with tiles.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
And then you could build, objects. You could turn them you could turn them 360 and rotate them and stuff.
That just sounds like Second Life to me.
Well, this is before Second Life.
Right, but I
think Second Life
like
came
it.
From Alpha World.
Probably.
But that's where I started, and I got in with the makers and stuff, and I was making 3D objects for the world. One of the worlds we were in. I had to create a Borders bookstore one time. Us and a
team
of 3D designers. We made Borders bookstores.
Well, it's closed now.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. We made the whole building and textured the objects and everything. So, that was fun. But yeah, once you do something like that, then you get a little understanding why objects can't be stretched.
Ileana says that's First Life then, not Second Life.
Right, because it was before Second Life.
Right. That's First Life.
All right. I think that the housing and all the different things that are made from it is such an amazing, I almost want to call it a metagame within our game, but it's just this whole different way of playing EQ2, and it has blossomed, and I'm very proud that, you know, there's anything that I can do to add to that. It's huge.
Yeah, well, a lot of players, that's, you know, they're not really much into adventuring and stuff, but they are into house creation.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff they do is just like, oh my god. Oh, yeah. Never See is one. Talk is a person that, you know, does some incredible stuff. Those are just two off the top of my head. I know there's tons more.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can.
That's why the house rating system is so great. You get to really see some of these things that these people do
that otherwise you wouldn't have found, you wouldn't have hunted down, and now it's just right there, easy click.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I could make any suggestion, and I've been doing this for a number of years, by the way, for housing for EQ2, it would be something like the Ironforge Estate in North Kinos. And I mean the surrounding, what the hell do you call those? The surrounding outside yard as well, with the fountain and stuff. Having a house with a yard might be interesting.
Oh.
I think that would be kind of cool.
Well, you know, the island does give you a yard, basically.
Oh, the island, yes. I'm talking about
a huge yard.
To it from your house. Let's go out and play if you're in the island, you know?
But I'm talking about, you know, if someone doesn't want to build their own house and just wants to decorate. I think a house with a yard, you know, something like, I mean, you could just take the Ironforge Estate, the model. I mean, it's just really the five-room.
Well, how do you keep them out of the rest of North Kinos? You don't
want
to give them
all
of North
Kinos. Well, you make it an instance, hon. You make it a housing instance, but it's basically just the five-room Kinos house, but you make it so you can go outside and have a yard, is what I'm thinking.
And a really tall fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, really tall.
Or just make it that if you walk out the thing, you zone back into the Kinos or wherever.
Well, it does have a big, huge fence all around that area.
Yes, it does. You just make it so they can't hop over it.
Yep.
Collision.
Yep.
And even if they broke out, no solid ground outside.
Yep, just like Kelethan is outside their houses.
Yeah.
The ground is nothing!
It's all illusion.
Yep. And, of course, Clorny wants me to mention, okay, if we can't have water collision with a platform, how about a bubbling water platform with no collision?
Or the surface just bubbles?
Yeah. For those of us who like making hot tubs.
maybe as like one of those like tile pieces?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would probably
maybe
make
bubbling,
me happy.
Though. Be interesting.
You can't, yeah, but then where are you going to grab it from? Don't you... if you're going to grab it, doesn't it have to have some sort of collision to be able to grab it and move it?
Well, where do
What, isn't that what you guys went through with the problem with the fog?
But where
you had no collision.
But where do you, where do you grab the mist tiles? Same thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution was for them.
Well, I know that when you first put down a fog, it's a little cone-type object.
It's a pile of dirt.
A pile of dirt, thank you.
And then it turns on, that's right.
Then it turns on to a fog, then you can't really... Yep.
Yes, the pile of dirt is still there.
And then, but you've got the remote control as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can turn it off so you can grab the little pile easier.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're just about out of time here. Is there anything else that we should know about Night of the Dead for this year? Any little tips, tricks?
I would just suggest people pay attention to Setri and enjoy the new content.
Enjoy the new content. Make sure to log in between the
28th
and 31st on all of your alts.
Every day. Every day. There's 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's multiple. You can get them, kind of like the Santa Glug.
Yes, but you're guaranteed to, as one of the swords and sores in people's side, there is the not knowing what they're going to get from Santa Glug previously. Now, this trick or treat event, though, everybody gets the same thing that day. So
gotcha. All right.
So 4 days of goodies or tricks or treats. We don't know
correct.
Yet.
Yes. Log in and find out.
Excellent. Okay, Theo, thank you for stopping in and talking with us about Knights of the Dead and all kinds of other EverQuest-related things.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Always glad to have you.
You rock. Linda said you would rock, and so you have.
You do.
She's a flatterer.
We love Linda. She's awesome.
Yes.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning into the Gentle Silverwing Show. This has been the show for the 11th of October, 2011. Next week, we have a guest coming on. She is an author, an EverQuest 2 player that has written her own book based on her roleplay. And I'm going to post a link to that over at kithacore.org.
And she's published it.
Yes, it's published. And God, I wish I had the link right now.
He's looking for the link.
I'm horrible. I really am. Let's see. Well, if I actually just go to my email.
We're real technically advanced on this show.
Oh, yeah. If we actually planned anything out, I'd have a heart attack. Anyway,
it's more fun just to wing it.
Yeah. Well, I get like hundreds of emails a day. I'll find it later. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Kate Hill again. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We're going to have this podcast most likely up tomorrow or tonight.
Depends how energetic he is after he gets off. I mean, the air.
Yeah. I'm always a little wiped out after I get off, you know that. But that's just the kind of show this is, folks. And that's it. Good night. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.